Start the recording. Welcome to the Runtime Config DB meeting for November 15th. We're just getting underway, so we're waiting for people to join. And let me see if I can find what's going on here. Schedule, calendar. I think this might be, there's an the OF meeting. We're trying to see if the OF meeting is scheduled at the same time as this meeting, the calendar. And it should be here. Today is the 15th. Here. 9 a.m. OF PCI. So.
Maybe you want to jump to that call then?
Well, I think that call is supposed to be at 10. That's the correct time for it.
Yes.
But I think this happened to every call, at least my use case realization call got shifted to 9. Where is it? 9:14:13. See, my realization call got shifted to 9 as well, and it shouldn't have been.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's a problem with the calendar. It's not, you know, we should be just meeting as we meet, and people know to meet as we meet. So, I think Michaela may have access to being able to fix some of these things. Gosh. Michaela, are you there?
Yes.
Do you have the ability to change the calendar things on like Group IO or something? Or
yes, but not the one of use case. So I cannot change yours.
Oh. You have access to certain things, but not other things. I see. What do you have
access to? You have to ask to Ala.
Oh, Ala Goldner. Okay. She has access to the
use case
one. Okay. All right. So this, I think the OF San PCI one was a little off too, which we were confused what was going on there. Okay. All right. All right, so there's other news too. Let me see. Should add some things we're discussing here. Whoops. So I don't know if we show up right in the calendar here. Let me see. Oh, we show up properly here. So we're fine, actually. But I think the OFSAN in the OFSAN PCI calendar. Is wrong. Okay. Okay, so last time we were working on the component project proposal, which will continue in a second. But we have actually a little bit more important news related to the release. So Joanne and I met yesterday just to discuss. I don't know if you guys were on the TSE call on. the TSC call, they discussed all of the use cases that were still yellow, basically. And there's a number of use cases that are yellow, including the runtime persistency use case. And so we're trying to work through some of these, like the NRM, 5G NRM, plug and play, and then network slicing. Okay, so in the release requirements page, here. The runtime config DB use case is yellow. And we're actually not quite sure why. So this is the reason why it was given yellow, but we're not sure who put that there. So I didn't put that there. Joanne didn't put there. I'm thinking, Sandeep, you didn't put that there, did you?
No, I did not. But I think, you know, in the CCSDK SDNC call, right, with Dan Timoney, I think he went through like rank one, rank zero, rank one, rank two. And I think he selected zero and one as something that we can accomplish, like MVP, minimum viable product. Mm-hmm. And the remaining were like stretch goals. I mean, we did have that discussion. Now, how this comment came here, I do not know. Mm-hmm. But just to again further Dan Timoney's view.
Yes.
I mean, we also discussed about this before. Mm-hmm. You know, the requirements again are still being developed and are not totally clear. We don't even have the data schema model, at least based on my knowledge, how to implement it. The what we discussed really in Frankfurt, what we could really do is take forward what we have in the config DB, maybe add some additional tables and so forth, like policy and others, and then try to finalize the data model or the how to develop the data model approach, right? I mean there are really kind of things practically we can accomplish, like developing the full software system with all these requirements, right? I mean, practically it is not possible, at least for me.
Yeah. So let me catch you up to okay. So we met with on yesterday. We actually met with Yuri. Mm-hmm. Malikov, and let's see, Vimal was there, myself, and Joanne. Jeez, autocomplete is really annoying. All right. Okay, and we met to discuss sorry, I see Joanne joined. Okay, so Joanne, myself, Yuri, and Vimal met to discuss the way forward and also the TSC M1 yellow scorecard problem. And so we kind of decided that for R6 that we would be to make progress, we'd be part of CCSDK instead of an independent project. Dan Timoney responded actually to an email. And Yuri had said that Dan can help us, could help us set up the runtime config DB as a part of CCSDK. So I think for R6, that's the way we'll proceed. And then we'll continue with the project proposal, the independent project proposal, because that takes, we're learning, you know, a lot of time to complete and to present to architecture and TSC. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that by the end of R6. But we'll use our six time to do that. Architecture subcommittee. And,
what do you mean for a
subcommittee? So I guess what I'm saying is the objectives for R6. We're just gonna try to do something simpler, I think. So originally we were proposing this be a completely separate independent component in ONAP, right? But I think now we're saying this should be in CCSDK. It should be part of CCSDK for now, because that'll at least be easier to implement. So I guess it would be part of the controller package.
So Ben, I think we already have kind of ConfigDB that runs on a virtual machine, right? Mm-hmm. A simple kind of data model and the software stack on the top. I think the idea here, being part of CCSDK, that really means, it would be part of CCSDK repo. I mean, right now it is independent and it runs on a virtual machine. Potentially, mm-hmm. With CCSDK integration, that software content really could be a Docker, can be instantiated as such. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if that is the goal, then that is at least something concrete and something that we can work on.
Yeah. So I think that's the idea. I mean, we're of course open to suggestions if we have a better way forward. The ultimate goal, I think, is to try to make this an independent component.
Right.
But I think it seems like it's going to be too much to do in R6, it feels like. So.
Oh, yeah. As I mentioned, go ahead.
So I think Sandeep, just want in order to move things forward for Frankfurt release, whatever we could do, right, based on discussion yesterday, I think Ben also sent you email. So I think commitment you need to, maybe from today's discussion, you can revise for the stretch goal, because it's really the comment come from you. So would you be able to send an email?
I'm not sure that he made the comment. So he I don't think he said he added this comment. I don't know who added this comment. Maybe we just don't know who added this comment, right? So
usually these comments are added by the David or Catherine.
David McBride, okay.
Speaking with the different PTLs. I speak for experience for other requirements, not on this case, but... Mm-hmm. So, and my understanding also from yesterday, when you see this is mainly that, for instance, the CSDK and SDSC are not able to commit with mm-hmm. the current requirements. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if now is this become part of CCSDK, CCSDK can really commit this new requirement.
So yesterday we met with Yuri and he said it was okay. That's exactly why we met with Yuri yesterday, to understand this.
Benjamin, I'm just trying to understand, because if you see this this comment mm-hmm. here and yes. added by someone, my understanding yes. is that CCSDK in this moment is not able to confirm the requirements that have a higher priority.
And right, then, and that's exactly why I made my comment saying that. That's why we met with Yuri, confirm that. Could he meet the needs that we have in R6, right? We wanted to understand that.
The a few questions that Sandeep, but Dan already sent me email back then.
Yeah.
So the CCSDK Dan still as a Dan Timney is a PTL. So the Sandeep, right? You then get a feedback from you to make sure you are comfortable, wouldn't say words, and you will be able to deliver
So,
you know, the tangible work in Frankel release may not be allowed, but you can deliver. But at least you like Tiffany now or Dan now, so you are okay. So they can take the remark out.
No, no. So John, I was not on the call yesterday. I do not know what Yuri committed. And then what you could accomplish. So I need to talk to Yuri and Dan Timani to come back to you. I do not know what they committed.
Okay. So then, yeah. Yeah, let's do maybe half an hour today just to get this remark going. Dan and you and Ben, we can start meeting. Just want to see, I think it's really about the communication right now.
Do you want to see if Joanne? Do you want to see if Dan is available now and or Yuri?
Yeah. Well,
that would probably help a lot if they could.
Okay, I think it's just bring Dan here. That's all we need.
Sure. If you could, if he's available, that would help a lot.
Okay. Hold on.
But just for discussion, I'm not saying that is best or better or not, but instead have like a POC and have this as a separate project, but like a POC. So the difference is mainly that you could do like this in a separate project, independently by any other project, but it will not be released part of a platform for this release, but you can do this in the next release. Have you
considered
this option?
Yeah, we talked about that also yesterday as well, possibly as a POC.
I don't know what is the best, but I think maybe it could be an option.
Yeah, no, it's a thought. Yeah, no, that's a good thought. We also thought about that too. I think we need to just, because M1, we should have already settled on this, right? Like 2 months ago, what we're doing and what we're trying to do, what we're trying to deliver. And... oh, so David Wright just added this today, and he sent me an email today as well. Let me see. And I don't know why they're saying this, but David McBride just added this today.
That's a PNP plug and play, right?
Well, yeah, that one was, but if you look at the runtime config DB.
We don't have ISO impact. Why they put ISO in there?
I don't know. So there's some confusion, I think. So,
So Ben and John, I think, you know, what we could practically accomplish is really two things. One is the whatever implementation we have today. Try to integrate that into CCSDK repo. That's number one. And number two, finalize the data model or the data model development approach, like how we can convert the credit data model. The other two only things I can really commit to.
So yeah, you can see here the email from David McBride. He just sent, or he sent this, or because I mentioned, I guess, whatever, that he wrote, can this project still be done without SO commitment, right? And
we don't have ISO impact.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't understand that. And so
whoever
wrote this doesn't understand that we don't have SO impact. All they see is, you know, there's not SO impact, but CCSDK and SDNC, right? So. So. There we have, we're mentioned here because of this, and they're just going through all the projects and just saying for approval, we need to see, can this be done without those things, right? And this is Dan's email. So after our meeting yesterday, Joanne sent an email to Dan. We're planning to put runtime config DB into CCSDK. Could you help create a separate repo for runtime config DB. So the runtime config DB will be part of CCSDK for R6. And so Dan wrote, my understanding from Sandeep is that the work is a stretch goal for R6. I'm okay with starting the work in R6 as long as it's structured in a separable component. as long as it's not completed in R6, the platform. If it's not completed in R6, that the platform isn't broken. So he would not support creating a separate repo since there's a lot of overhead involved in maintaining each repository on an ongoing basis. Both machine and human resources, the Linux Foundation itself has been pushing back on a number of repositories and ONAP projects. And there's now a new approval process to add new ones. If a new repository is needed, then this team will need to convince me why no existing repository can be used. And we will need to provide a resource who is willing to maintain that repository, dealing with security vulnerabilities, policy coding coverage, and release builds. So,
is it worth getting anybody on the call?
If Dan could attend or Yuri, that would be great.
Hold on. I'm sending a queue to him. Like, hold on. Dan's a PTL. We need a final say to from him. Let me see. I'm gonna cue him. Hold on. Waiting for response. Okay, go ahead. I'm just waiting for the response.
Yeah, I'm just tightening up the text here. So, okay.
Yes,
right.
Please.
So I think what we do really depends a lot on this next decision, right? Do we, can we be part of CCSDK? Do we not want to be a part of CCSDK? And Sandeep had said maybe it's already running as its own separate virtual machine, or we keep it like that. And do we want this to be a POC?
Yeah. Hey, Joey. No, hold on.
Actually has already.
Can I do a question?
Sure. Yeah.
Because I missed some part of this project. But if you are adding this in the CCSDK, are you changing the project scope of CCSDK, and so you should go through the architecture?
So actually, as what Yuri told us, that's a good question. Let me write that down. Is the CCSDK scope changing? So as I understand it, actually, we found out that CCSDK already has a data. Was it Joanne database? Was it database as a service? Or there's already something similar to this.
Yeah, database as a service. Yeah, but he already represented to the architecture committee.
Yeah,
and the configure DB is in part of his database as a service too. Mm-hmm. And they has modularization, like say model driven. Mm-hmm. All the thing come to CCSDK. So you understand AP needs to contribute also.
So there's kind of an overlapping concept between this this project and what's already in CCSDK is what you're saying.
Let me see. Just read some advanced. Hold on.
So I think, you know, that might be a separate problem, that there's already sort of some conceptual overlap between this and what's in CCSDK that we may need to work through. So Sandeep, have you, you know, you had talked to Dan Timoney already, I guess, because he mentioned your name.
Yeah. We talked about the ranking that he used to establish this as a stretch goal. And I also told him that, you know, requirements are like, are still being not developed, finalized, and, you know, we do not have clear clarity. What we have today, we can take it forward. I mean, data model, as I have been bringing this up for a long time. Without that, nothing can happen, and also the API creation, right?
And where did you talk to him on? Was it on the one of his calls or what?
No, during our CCSDK, we have like a, you know, weekly call, right? CCSDK and agency, like more PTL calls, where we kind of went through all the features we would like to commit to in the Frankfurt release.
Okay. Was that recently? Was that when was that?
I think it was maybe in last 2 weeks.
Okay. And when is it held?
CCSDK is held every Friday, and SDNC is held on Wednesday.
So CCSDK and SDNC is every Wednesday. You said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I think that we just want to comment. I cue Tiffany Sandeep, right? We just want to clarify the comment. If we can do certain work, remove the comment. So I think at least we resolve one issue from today's call. If you communicate with Dan can take the mark. You both agree, then we wouldn't have an issue anymore for the Q1, right?
I do not know what you recommitted. I am not aware of all the DB as a service offering within CCSDK code base. I never worked in that area. It may be related with...
Dan's joining.
Yeah, hi, Ben. Ben's joining.
Hey, Dan. Hi. Thanks for joining. So Dan, can you hear us? Are you there?
Maybe he's only part way on.
He's not on audio yet.
Hi, Dan, are you on the bridge? You cannot stand on you.
Can you hear us, Dan? He's not showing on audio yet, actually. So there's no microphone on next to him. It's not showing an audio yet. okay, let's, I guess, give him a minute. Okay. Dan, can you hear us?
He may be on another call.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Give him another second.
Yeah, if you know, if so, you only just have a call with Yuri and you know, what he committed, then
yeah, well, I mean, we could do that again too if you want to.
That's the only way.
But while we're meeting already, let's see if I mean, and he's already shows us that he's joined, okay, connected. Just give him a second to see if he actually connects. Okay, so in any case, I think
I
think.
I think I'm sorry. Thanks, Dave. Right, the installer just show up. Let me get my cell phone. I'm going to lose my internet connection. So he has the issue with the Verizon installer. He wants to use your cell phone. Okay, maybe go ahead.
So I think the meeting that we had, I felt yesterday that we had with Yuri seemed pretty productive. I mean, it seemed like this was a possible way forward, that he suggested that, you know, we could potentially use the CCSDK as part of the design. So, I mean, that sounds like a possible way forward, and maybe we need to explore that some more. So, and I don't know if you want to have another meeting or something to discuss that. But that's a possible way forward, I think.
Yeah.
Let's say the Sandeep, but I think you are here. So please Ben, just come and you don't have any issue for the scope, you know, for the commitment, in Frankfurt release, right?
No. As I mentioned to you, the only two things I can do, number one, you know, potentially whatever we have today in ConfigDB, take it forward as is, either as a virtual machine or try to integrate that into CCSDK code base. And then the second would be to finalize the data model or the data model approach, like how you want to create data model. Without that, how can you even develop a software system, right?
Okay, so then for the Sun, you do the same thing too, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we have today. It is running in a virtual machine, right? We just maybe add some more tables, whatever you need, and then support those tables, and then you either run it as a virtual machine or try to integrate that into CCSDK code base.
Okay. Then you can then just then use that, and then you just then fine. We wouldn't need it. That's fine. Then just do what you can do. And also, let's say if we put a Yen model put a Yen model on the MarineDB, don't do anything. Can you do that part? Just bring the Yen model to the MarineDB database without processing.
No, I do not have the full requirement. I do not understand how to do that. But you know, we can surely have it as a stage goal, maybe. See what is possible, what is exactly the idea. I know you guys are doing something internally. And if I can say that, okay.
So just bring in, may not do much, don't need too much. Just say at least bring data in, then later on you can process it. Just bring model database, you can process it a little bit later maybe. But at least you can have interface build between the, you know, like, you know, CCSDK or whatever, you know, SDNSR to the DB, right?
Yeah. So we need to. If you have somebody from AT&T, technical person, we can have more discussion. Actually, what is happening, right? And then we can discuss like interface development. What exactly that means, right? Interface with what and all these details. So.
Okay. Then just do whatever you can do. Then we can discuss that maybe later things. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can I ask a question? Since we're moving to the CCSDK, do we know what kind of database they are using in CCSDK?
Yeah, it will be MariaDB. I mean, I think...
MariaDB? Do they have the same API?
The APIs that today CCSDK supports, this particular system will have different APIs.
Okay, so they have different APIs. So we need to add our API into it, is it?
Yeah, so that we need to kind of I need to think about that. Right now it's virtual, running in a virtual machine. We already have clearly defined JSON schema, API schema for that. swagger. When we bring that into CCSDK, you know, what is the implication? I need to review that.
Okay. Yeah, because when I look at the architecture of the CCSDK, it looks like this their database doesn't have an external API.
Exactly, right, exactly. It has like REST conf kind of API, right?
Yeah. But with this configuration DB, I think we're expecting some kind of external API.
REST API, so it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, REST API.
But is that going to change the CCSDK architecture or is
usually what happens is that, you know, even though if it is like part of CCSDK repo, you can still connect to the same MariaDB underlying database, but you can also create just a new Docker, right? As part of CCSDK implementation, right? Even CCSDK today, right? You know, you have a Docker for SDNC, you have a Docker for DMAP listener. Like that, you will have a Docker for this config DB.
I understand that we can use the CCSDK repository for that.
Right.
But my question is more like when we're adding external API into this CCSDK database, is that going to change the architecture of the CCSDK itself?
I doubt it.
Okay. Should we bring it up in the CCSDK meeting?
Yeah.
No. I don't think they want to change the architecture in case say this is out for the CCSDK.
No. I'm not asking. Sorry, I'm not asking to change the CCSDK architecture. I'm questioning if there's any impact on the CCSDK architecture.
Based on my understanding, there should not be any impact. This will be totally separate Docker. It will be out of CCSDK repo. So, you know, when you build it, all that stuff, you just need to have that process established and then connect back to the same backend database MariaDB. Like it will have separate tables. Mm-hmm. But with respect to API execution and everything, it will be very independent of CCSDK repo and architecture.
Yeah, I propose to bring it up in the CCSDK meeting to confirm that.
Yeah, surely, understand.
I have a quick question, continue to Zhu's question. So when I read the architecture about this ConfigDB, there is a page document a few use cases regarding how this runtime DB is updated, communication with different component, the DMAP stuff. So if that component ConfigDB runtime DB move inside the CCSDK, so I assume all the external interfaces will be switched or changed to the supporting in the CCSDK part. Right, so the whole use cases need to be revised. Did I make myself clear?
So like
Once the finalize, we will do the wouldn't be small change. We'll have small change for this. Yeah, and we'll change a little bit after we have. Right now, we're just moving. We just still under discussion right now. So.
Okay, so I think we need to, Joanne, maybe we need to go back to David McBride or Catherine and let them know the update. And I think maybe what we need to attend the CCSDK or SDNC call, I guess, since Dan hasn't joined. Do you think we need to, that would be a way forward, right?
No, he will be here. He said 5-10 minutes, probably his home may have something going on. He will say he will 5-10 minutes, okay.
I see.
Let's wait. Yeah, we don't need to go all the meetings, okay.
Okay.
So, Sandeepa, I forward email to you. So you probably just send an email, CC me and she then just say, we just mentioned that you are okay for the commitment. Then just need a commitment from you. So you should be fine, right? From today's discussion?
Yeah. I will send a reply back, Dan included, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Sandeep, can you give us a presentation maybe next week? Since we are changing to the CCSDK, so what would be the architecture looks like?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Thanks.
Is it just temporary then, the CCSDK alignment, or is that kind of something that has to be worked through with the API implications? And
Amy, I think, based on all the requirements that there are, right, at least based on my visibility, like CCSDK has a DMAP listener, so you can listen to DMAP events and invoke some APIs, right? So at least structurally, software-wise, some of it could be, not in the Frankfurt, but as a foundation, CCSDK could be a good place to really do this. Of course, if it becomes a totally separate component, then again, all those capabilities need to be developed either from scratch or from other sources. I don't know if I answered the question.
Because the used original say they want to be independent component, but due to the time constraint, right, and it hasn't been approved by TSC yet, in order to deliver something Frankfurt release, so in the even architecture committee meeting, they say we can at least for now put the CCSDK. If we get approved, we can move out of the CCSDK. So we do have some agreement from architecture community meeting the time being, right, Ben? The time being.
Yes. So I think the architecture subcommittee has said it's okay to be a separate component conceptually, and they had us go and develop the flow pages and the component description pages and the project proposal. Catherine said, you haven't presented this at the TSC yet, so she was hesitant to tie this to release 6. And Stephen responded that email saying, well, I mean, the project proposals should be independent of a release. It shouldn't be tied to a release. So once we get this, once we get the project proposal finished, I think we can present it at the architecture subcommittee and then at the TSC. So Catherine had objected that, hey, you haven't got this new project proposal. She said it should be for ATOM 0. And Stephen Terrell, from Ericsson, the architecture PTL, said, these sorts of things shouldn't be tied to the lifecycle release. That it should be done in the context and scope of a project and whether it makes sense as a good architectural fit and directional fit. So I think we should proceed to make the project proposal. And even if we never use it, we may never use it, or it changes to just to be part of CCSDK, we can, we have time to decide that. But you see it's taken months and months to create the project proposal and the flows and the component description. So we should just proceed, I think, that anyway, and it'll just take some time to make that happen. And if we've already presented like 5 times at the architecture subcommittee, they were okay with it being a separate component.
The question that you had brought up about the other database as a service,
yes,
within CCSDK would be part of what's explored within the proposal.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Okay. We need to see other, other solutions. There's already existing solutions and other people have already asked, why does this need to be a separate repo? There's overheads for making a separate project and who would be the project lead. And so those are the sorts of questions we'd have to answer in this project proposal, right?
Okay.
So.
Then joining. We only have 10 minutes. Yeah. Then hi, Dan. Thanks for joining.
Hi. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, hi. You're joined. Hey. Thanks. So, we were.
Just a little awkward.
Yeah. Let me try to see if I can concisely capture the problem here. So in our M1 scorecard, we have SDNC as essentially a questionable commitment for the ConfigDB. And Sandeep has been on the SDNC calls and said that there's still some of the requirements are kind of up in the air. We met yesterday with Yuri on... We met... Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay. So we met yesterday with Yuri and discussed that this the runtime config DB could be incorporated as a part of CCSDK as a way forward in R6. He thought that was okay to do, and that's why you got that email from Joanne. So he had mentioned that to set up this runtime config DB as a separate thing in CCSDK. And he told us that it could be created such that it would be sort of independent within CCSDK, so it wouldn't break anything if we were still working on it during R6. And he mentioned that it was sort of, I think he mentioned it as sort of a separate repro, but maybe I misremembered correctly. So, and that's why Joanne sent that email to you yesterday.
Yeah, the only issue I have is we've been getting a lot of grief from the LS about the number of repos, not our project in particular, but ONAP in general.
Right, so this is your
email. If we can avoid another repo, that would be a good thing. If we can't, then we can.
Yeah.
But the only thing I would ask then is, okay, well, there's a lot of overhead involved in maintaining one. So
Right.
If we need one, that's fine, but I would want somebody to volunteer to like help me with just the administrative nonsense.
Right, which is what you mentioned here as well. Okay. So Joanne, do we need to, or Sandeep, do you have an idea of what, you know, we need to?
Yeah, Ben, so I do not know what Yuri committed or what Yuri kind of thought about how to do this.
Let's do this, Dan and Sandeep. That's, you otherwise you can chase the circle. Let's say just with the current Dan, we pull into the CCSDK in the, if next release we get approved by TSC, right, and so we can be independent, still can be independent component of on our platform. So it wouldn't be impacted to CCSDK per se for this release,
Let me just ask this, Sandy. Do you think we could fit this in CCSDK features, or would it be better to have a separate repo? What do you think?
Dan, I have not done the full evaluation, but you know, right now, whatever we have developed, right, it is running in a separate virtual machine, right? It's a simple software stack, Spring framework, and database, and all. So we just need to like connect with the underlying MariaDB database, right? And then have a structure where you know this can be created as just a new Docker, right? It will just create a new config Docker, and then you can have APIs, REST APIs going back and forth. And I think that's what I'm thinking.
And that makes sense. We don't really need a separate repository for that.
Right.
We can, Okay.
I think we're
on the same page.
The beauty of CCSDK is that, you can have DGs and you can then talk to DGs, through DG talk to this config DB also, as well as, listen to DMAP messages and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like I said, there's a lot of overhead involved in the repos.
Yeah. And of course, I will surely need some guidance from you, Dan.
Sure.
Okay. So then we don't have issue now. We don't need to create an overhead. Nobody wants overhead, right? Now we resolve the issue. Just put in CCSDK. The second issue I want to try to clarify, right? You see the comment Ben just saw, but now the Ben just saw, so they need a stretch goal. And I think Sandeep will send you email. Maybe he just needs talk through by the few minutes. So he's okay. There's no stretch goal anymore. You can send the day will Catherine from TTL perspective remove that remark.
Also, John, so I mean, stretch goal really referred to like, you know, requirements were like huge requirements, right? I mean, we cannot accomplish. So it is like more like baby step, right? So these one or two things we can accomplish, you know? So that's okay.
Well, my interpretation of stretch goal means that it'd be nice to have if you can do it. Otherwise, you know, if it can be accomplished in the release, you can do it. Otherwise, you don't. And that's why David McBride wrote, well, if you can this project proceed without this stretch goal, right? And whoever wrote this, either David or Catherine, somebody probably talked or contacted Dan to say, you know, if you look at the impacted projects, I'm sure they went through all of, and you know, we have the controller listed as a component or CCSDK, or somebody contacted Dan, I guess, and you know, that's why this comment's there, right?
Yeah, I mean, as long as the requirement that we just talked about, like two things, right? If you could accomplish those, then they don't have to be stretch goals. We try to accomplish those. Scope clearly defined.
Yeah, I mean, the way that we set up our commitments, the way I've been doing it for a while is, how do I say, it's all tied to JIRA, right? So, and it's based on what priority I assign to the epics. And the way I've been assigning priorities to this release is the TSC rated it a 0, it's highest. The TSC rated it a 2, it's high. Anything below, it's medium. And then when I make my commitments, I said, we'll do the highs and highest for sure. The mediums, if, you know, if we run into a roadblock and we need to scale it back, that's fine. Don't come back and tell me that that is the milestone because I did that, because if you, you know, that was the intent, it should have been a 1 or 2. So when I say stretch goal, I'm using that to give our team wiggle room so that, you know, if we realize that the entire scope won't fit, but there's a narrowed down version that will fit, we have the flexibility to do that without having to go back to the TSC for rescoping.
Does that mean this is a medium priority or a
it
high
is
priority?
We're a rank 3. Our project is rank 3.
Rank 3.
Yeah.
So another question then, right? So the based on the JIRA ticket, the ticket is created based on the SDNC. So we don't need to change the CCSDK as long as you know the SDNC CCSDK is the same in the same umbrella, should be fine, right?
Yeah, I mean the way we try to organize things between SDNC and CCSDK is most of the Java code does in CCSDK, so it's reusable. And SDNC is really just meant for like creating Dockers and directed graphs and stuff like that.
Okay.
Creating individual specific persona, if you want to use that term.
Okay.
But all the base functionality goes into CCSDK, so we can combine it in different ways if we need to.
Okay, so then so we need to change CCSDK or just leave the way it is? That's my question.
I think there would be new capabilities in CCSDK to provide the runtime DB.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's just where it would go. And in SDNC, there would be changes to use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you should create a new CCSDK, then, you know, the new one, right, instead for current SDNC, right? Okay.
So I think Joanne, I think the answer that Sandeep had said is basically, you know, we would take what's kind of already been done and create the new Docker and provide the REST API such that other, you know, components in SDNC could use it and interface to it through directed graphs. I think that's the changes in SDK that would happen to sort of integrate what's already been done, into CCSDK and then provide those APIs such that other things can use. Sandeep, is that kind of what did I capture what you said? Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. I think we're reaching an understanding. So do you still feel this is a stretch goal for CC? I mean, I'm kind of a little worried about this because now if we're part of CCSDK, this is really fundamental to our project, right? And this can't be sort of a stretch goal.
Well, remember, what I mean by a stretch goal is just simply it's not a one or a two. So by that definition, yeah. By, like, do we plan to do it? Yes.
Okay.
Right? I mean, Sandeep, is that fair? Or
yeah, that's correct.
Do you have concerns?
I mean, that's correct.
Rank number, let me see. Rank number two is things that were just continued from the previous release. So I think the rankings are also a little odd sometimes, because rank two is just, it's not necessarily high or low. It's more, this was a project that existed in a previous release and we're continuing it. And rank three looks more like, it looks like that all the PTLs and the companies have said, this is okay, we have the bandwidth to do this. It's not necessarily that it's super low priority. They're using it almost more like, well, this is rank zero, this is really easy to do, and let's do it. It's a quick win.
So it's really more based on implementation than
on
high priority and delivery.
Yeah.
Right. The only catch three is you can't, if you commit to a three and you say no to a zero, one, or two, then people are going to ask questions. But we didn't say no to any zero, ones, or twos, so it doesn't matter.
I see. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. All right. So we have a few action items. I think we need to just clarify this thing. No matter what, we have to answer to the query by the TSC. Joanne and I need to answer to this query, because as soon as you put this here, you know, I get an email from David Bride saying, look, you know, you've got this listed as a stretch goal, and can your project proceed without this stretch goal? So, you know, do we answer that that we intend to do this, but we can proceed without this? If we say that, that means that we're not doing the stuff that we plan to do in a CCSDK, right? How should I answer this? So I'm asking, how should I answer this?
You know, I think that we're saying that we're going to do it.
We are, yes.
And we have the resources to do it. I think that we can get rid of this, for their purposes, get rid of the stretch goal.
Okay. Okay, we'll make that, and Joanne and I will make that happen. Okay. All right. We're at time. But we made a lot of progress, I feel. So do we need a separate follow-up meeting? Dan, Joanne, Sandeep, do we want to meet with Yuri? Sandeep, are you clear with how to proceed? Do we need another meeting or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Dan,
I don't think so. Yeah, we're fine.
Dan, do you have any other questions for the team?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Thanks for joining, everybody. Thank you so much. And sorry for the potential time mix-up with OFPCI. I think the OFPCI call is after this one, even though on the community calendar shows us at the same time. But the traditional time is, there's another one here too. So I don't know what's going on there. okay, but anyway, I'll upload the recording today, and I'll put the link in the chat right now so you can see it if you want to get to this page. It's always off of our the Runtime DB project page too, so you can always find it that way as well. But if you want the direct link, let me just put it in the chat here. Okay. So thank you everybody for joining. I hope you have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.